My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Clarity. Lord, I ask for your wisdom. I ask for your clarity. I ask for guidance. On this journey, Lord, I need you now more than ever. I don't have all the answers. And I have decisions before me that I do not want to make without your leading and guiding me in the right direction. I pray that your will be done in my life, because Father, what I do will affect not just me, but those divinely connected to me, my family, the people divinely connected to me that are waiting for me, the purpose you have for me to accomplish. I look to you. I look to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Father, you will not let my foot slip, but there are times where things are not clear. And I ask because you said, ask, seek, you'll find. Father, I'm asking. I'm coming boldly but humbly before your throne, that your grace and your mercy will keep me during this time, that there will be no lack, because I know in your word the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. But I also believe, Father, that unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain to build it. And that's not just physically, but that is spiritually. So Father God, yes, I ask and I come to you for clarity. I come to you, Father God, to help me make the right decisions, that your will be done, that you will be pleased. Father God, I come to you and I pray that this prayer will be just what you wanted from me, to humble myself before you, Father God, and to seek you in all things concerning my life and those around me, Father God. I want to be blessed to be a blessing, but I recognize that that cannot be unless I plug in and stay connected to you, my source, my strength, my peace, my wisdom. Father God, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I look to you now, Father God, to light the way for the decisions that are before me, Father God. I do not want to delay or deter, Father God, that which you have called me to take part in my life, to be a blessing. I want to be blessed to be a blessing, but Lord God, I know unless I really sit down and listen for your small, still voice in this situation, that it will not come to pass. It may come. It will come. But there may be a delay. And I do not want to delay anything that you would have for me, Father God. I want to be prepared. I want to be ever so ready for your will in my life. Because I know that whatever it is, Father God, that you would have for me is better than anything that I could think of. I can't even begin to imagine. Because, Father, you say in your word, and I believe in my heart, that you know me better than I know myself. You knew me. You ordained me. You destined for me to be who I am, whom I'm becoming. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for it all, the highs, the lows, and the in-betweens. I just want to say thank you, Father. But Lord, I am going to be honest. It's not always easy. I need your guidance. I need your reference. I need you to see and speak like never before, Father. In this day and time, Lord God, there are so many things that are going on that can cause confusion. But we know, Father, you are not the Father of confusion. The guilt and condemnation does not come from you. So, Lord God, I come to you before making the decisions that need to be made. Not just for myself, because it's not about me at this point in my life. I recognize that, Father God. So I come to you for the guidance. I come to you for the wisdom. I even come to you, Lord God, for my protection, my provision, and most of all, my peace. And whatever decision is made, I want to know that I'm at peace with it and that you are pleased with it, Father God. So I thank you and I lean on you, Father God. I humbly bow before you, and the decisions that I need to make, I want them to be lined up with you, Father. So yes, I humble myself. I humble myself. I repent of anything that is not done, my thoughts that are not right, that are deterring me and causing me to be double-minded in any way. For you say a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. And Father, I do not want to be double-minded in anything that is leading me on the path that you have ordained for me and those that are divinely connected to me. So Father, I pray to take me out of the way so that your will be done, not just in my life, but in the lives of those that I may touch by my actions and the words that I speak. Speak through me, Lord God. That is not easy to say because I want to be in me. And that definitely may not line up with where you would have me to be. So again, Father God, with humility in my heart, as I speak, Lord God, I look to you. You said, lean not to your own understanding. Be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. Lord God, and your peace should follow. I don't want to, at this point in my life, I don't know about you, but at this point in my life, if you're listening to me, there are decisions that you have to make that can only be by divine intervention with the help of God Almighty that we are going to do what is best. So Lord God, I need clarity and I'm asking. I'm not weeping. I am in my right mind because I know that I'm coming to you. I know that anything that I need comes from the Father God Almighty. So Lord God, you've given us the gifts that we cannot even imagine. You have saved us from many trials and errors. Some you have allowed us to see, and so that we know the difference, Father God, and that we know and we are led back to you. Lord, if we can admit and boldly, I didn't get that right, Father God, but there are lessons. They're not sentences. You're not judging us as we judge others and ourselves, if we would be humble enough to judge ourselves. But you show us these things like a good father so that we can see the difference, so that we know that we may not have a therapist in the physical or a spiritual confidant, but we can come to God Almighty. We can come to you in the wee hours of the morning. We can come to you and be led and guided. If we humble ourselves and recognize, I cannot do this by myself. My friends and family can't help me. I don't even understand where it is that I am going. But I know in my heart of hearts that on the level that I'm at and the decisions that need to be made in my life can only be a blessing or a hindrance. And I, in this part of my life, in this second half, whatever it is that God has called me to be, I don't want to go without your guidance, your holy hand upon me, equipped for the course, equipped with all that you, Father God, have for me. Because what it is that you give, Father God, is overflow. It's overflow. It's overflow. It's not just for me. So, Lord, if this prayer, if my talking, this moment, I ask you to lead me and guide me. I ask you to speak to me. I ask that you give me the wisdom, the confidence, the perseverance, whatever it is that I need. I'm coming boldly to you to ask. I'm not going to assume anything. I can't put you in a box. I look to the hills. That's vast. There's so many things, Father God, that you have for all of us. If we come to you, connect with you, humble ourselves before you, and recognize no degree, no amount of money can solve some of the things that you leave for you. And I'm thankful for that. Because I'm not you. I'm not a God. Lord, we are made in your image and your likeness. But that divine, that holy, who can go that high but you, Father God? So I leave that to you. And I'm happy to know that there is a God Almighty that loves me better than I can even imagine, to be able to be there when I call to you, when I look to you, when I seek you, that you are there. I'm so very thankful for that. That incredible gift. We're not equipped, and that's okay, Father God, because there are so many things that would take us from being in the right alignment. There are so many distractions, but you know them all. You knew me before I was even formed in my mother's womb. Who can fathom that? Not a therapist. Not even my mom. Who can understand that? So I come to you boldly, Father. And someone else would think I'm out of my mind. But I come to you, Father God. Because I know that in my soul, I know that only you can lead us and guide us in the direction, because you have ordered our steps. And if you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So, Father God, I'm asking you to order my steps. Give me this day. Give us this day our daily bread. And that's whatever we need, not just food, but our spiritual guidance. Our leading, It's only through you, Father, that these things can come to pass. So I say thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I can't thank you enough, Father God. I'm holding it together right now because everything in me wants to yell. And it's, my family is asleep. And you may be listening to me in your wee hours, in your quiet time. But the Lord, when you wake me, I thank you for waking me up. I thank you for taking this time to say, daughter, speak. What's on your heart? You know, but there are times where you leave for us to come to you and ask. Not to figure it all out on my own. Clarity. Clarity, Father God. I don't want to mess it up, Lord. There is someone waiting for me. There is someone by my actions will make the difference. And I pray, Father God, the positive difference in their lives. And that can be a heavy weight. But with you leading and guiding, if I'm in the will of your way for me so that I can be a blessing to someone else, then I look to you for clarity. I look to you for help. I look to you to order and guide my steps, to be that lamp unto my feet, your word to me, Father God, a light unto the path, so that I have discernment on along the way, so that I know that I know that I know that this is your will for me. This is your will for those that we're divinely connected to, that we haven't even met yet. It is so far beyond our four walls. And sometimes when I find myself in the midst of a trial, I'm wondering, why? Did I make the right choice? Did I choose the right person? Perhaps not, but even you, Father God, have been my spiritual GPS to redirect, sit me down, come into your spiritual boardroom and say, let's talk about that. And not judge me, but just show me along the way. Our strategy session, our spiritual strategy session. And you showed me in a loving way that you're not condemning me, that you are not throwing me into a fire, but you're refining me, not just for myself. So yes, Lord, I come to you. I plug in. So this is a plug-in moment for me. And I invite you into my conversation, to my prayer, because I want to be sure that I'm doing right and I'm in the right place. So welcome to my spiritual strategy session with the Father God Almighty, because sometimes when I think back to the nights where I did not understand, and I was in anger, and I was bitter, and I was hurt. But I laid on that floor, and I cried in that bed, or I looked out that window, and I did not know what to do, because I was clouded by what I should have, could have, would have said, or done things differently. But I never once asked God to come in and show me, to show me what even the person, if it was an encounter with a person, if it was a person that hurt me, or with my own decisions that hurt me. But I thank you, Father, that you didn't leave me to my own resources. You didn't leave me in that place of anger. You waited for me. You led me beside the still waters. You spoke to me, peace be still. And when I came off that place of blame and guilt and anxiety and fear and doubt, you were there. Folks, I'm going to say there have been people that I have had to forgive daily. Still now when I think about it. And the only difference is the more that I've looked to the Father, the more He has healed so that I'm able to see things from their perspective. So yes, I come to the Father for clarity. I come to Him so that maybe my strategy sessions now are not by me and me alone, but with the Father God Almighty. And I pray that this is making sense to you. Because when He calls me to speak, to have this moment, I don't always understand it. But when I speak, Lord God, I know that it's You giving me the opportunity to say, Lord, I didn't get this right. I'm still a little upset with this person. There's still some residue there. And He's saying, yes, there is. But You see it. And that is all the difference to clarity. You see it. I don't have to put you in a place where you feel that you're being broken, or in the fiery furnace where you feel that you are in anger, or that I'm upset with you. You see it. I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You know all things. You see all things. You are all knowing. So why won't we come and clearly see? That's the first step to clarity. To recognizing my friends can't do it. My faith is but so much. It's conditional. Even when you choose to speak, you have to be speaking to the right people. Because who knows what space they're in. Even in that, I come to the Father. Who should I speak to? Who should I share myself with? My hurt, my pain, my unforgiveness, the residue of anything that I've not completely dealt with and had peace about. Clarity. The one thing I know is to meditate on Your word, to come to You. Whatever time Your sit place is, this is mine, and I am inviting You in. I am inviting You in to the moments where I don't have the discernment, but I know to go to the Father, and I ask Him boldly, humbling myself, to say, I don't know. Am I about to make a mistake? Is this in Your will for my life? Or is this another step in my walking with You in faith, total trust? Now I have a trust issue in the natural. But even in that, I'm admitting it, and that is another step to clarity, because we can both come boldly before His throne. And this is my moment to be bold and say, Lord, I don't trust that person. I may not trust this process because I don't understand it fully. But I come to You for clarity. Where is this going to bring me to a place of growth? Bring me to that place in You. My compass. I need to be able to have and understand the compass with clarity. And I'm in a moment, Father God, where my faith in You No question. But I question the path that I'm on. If I'm in faith or fear or doubt. And that, Lord God, I come to you, Father God, to give me clarity. Because I'm now out of my comfort zone. And if you're like me and you're still listening, you too may have a moment where you say, Lord, I don't know. Me? You want me to do that? You want me to walk away from what I know to be comfortable? But am I? He's saying, you're comfortable? Really? Is that yielding everything that you need? Or are you still giving that your faith? Are you still making that your God? Is that an idol to you? Now, trust me, this is not me speaking, because this is what I'm hearing from him. When I have those conversations, whom else can you have that conversation with? I tried it with my family. And for where I am, they don't understand it. They want me to stay in the comfort zone. And God is asking me to step out on the boat. Step out of the boat, my boat. To step out of it. And see things that I know not of. That is not comfortable. My legs are shaking. Because if we can be honest, there are some things that we are comfortable with, even if they're dysfunctional. So I come to the Father. I am humbly coming before you, Lord. Even as I share this, I don't know everything, but I look to you to guide me and reassure me. And even in your silence, your word speaks volumes, because it is a reminder to me. It is a guide to me that it's not all about me. I am not the only one that has ever walked and continued only in my faith. But Lord God, along the way, you made provision. You gave favor. And if we are growing day to day, if I'm awake, I'm alive, there's purpose. So I have to, as I brush my teeth and comb my hair and prepare for the day, I have to put on my spiritual dressings. And that is aligning and plugging in. Just as sure as I'm putting the toothpaste on the toothbrush, I must, before all of that in the natural, I must be dressed in the spiritual. I must be surrounded. Lord God, I ask that you would send your warring angels to encamp around us, Father God. As you are guiding us and leading us on this journey, that you would clothe me with gratitude, humility. Take away the strife and the malice and the bitterness and the resentment. Any residue of unforgiveness. So that I may hear you clearly. That I may see you in my day to day. That I may look to you, Father God, the author and finisher of my faith. Because you're refining me. This is not easy for me. I like to have it all figured out. I like to analyze it. I like to see it before we do it. And Lord, that is not always an option. He said, come, all who are weary, heavy laden, heavy burden, whatever it is that is heavy for you, This is your moment to take your spiritual shower. Take it as a Lord, I look okay? Am I okay on the inside? Am I looking into your spiritual mirror? Am I taking the time to say, okay, I might have my clothes right. I may have brushed my teeth, got my mouth washed. But am I really walking in your will and your way? I look the part, but is my heart right? Father, I need clarity so that I do not make a mistake and mislead and have someone go down the wrong road because I was not in the place that I needed to be because I didn't check in with you. I didn't communicate with you the way that I know that I can. So, Father God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for being that light, for being my joy, my peace, my strength. I don't understand it all, but I know in my heart of hearts, you have shown me so many times in my relationships, in my situationships, in my isms and schisms, in my anger and my fear and my doubt. You have waited for me. You have sat there and said, no, she's going to touch that iron again. Okay. All right. She's going to go there again. Okay. I'll wait. That's a good, good father. I'm hearing that song in my head. You're a good, good father. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, speak, Lord. Give us clarity and wisdom in the way that you want us to go. We have done things our own way too long. And I am saying in my heart of hearts, I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to walk in fear and doubt, but I want to walk in the boldness. I want to walk in the confidence of God, not in my own way, not thinking I got it all together because I got a credentials or this or that or the other, because I don't. If you're not the glue, the adhesive, the nail, the stone, the water, if you're not that, if you're not in that, if you're no longer a part of this, if that is not the way that you want me to go, then Lord God, I need your clarity and your wisdom. Smile on me, smile on us, smile on your people. If not for my benefit, but for the benefit of others, that you will have come, have our paths crossed, have them listening now. I humble myself and I ask, no matter what, my faith and trust has to be boldly, deeply rooted, strong and free in you. I thank you for the people that you've had spoken and that have spoken to my life. I thank you. I thank you that they're walking in the way that you have ordained them to walk. I thank you for them. I thank you for the leaders. I thank you for the pastors. I thank you for the everyday situations that we encounter and we see you in the midst. I thank you for the prayer partners that I can touch and agree with. I thank you. But Lord, this is my moment to come to your spiritual boardroom and have that spiritual strategy session with you, to be that mirror for me where I can't see inside me. And I know that there are things going on and that the leading and the guidance that I need is much further than the right shoes and having an umbrella for the rain. But I need to be equipped emotionally, spiritually sound in you. Or I'm nothing and I'm not going to be in the place and space at the right time for the right people. So the clarity that I ask is the leading and the guiding of your Holy Spirit. Speak through me. Come in. Lord God, I welcome you in. You are my Lord and Savior. Guide me and keep me like never before. I want to be in your will and your way. I want to get me out of the way so that I may be a clear light for those that I may pray with or pray for, those that you have placed on my mind, that I, my heart, that I may never meet directly. But because someone mentioned their name, someone asked for me to join in and pray with them, I want to be praying from a right place in mind. I don't want to be caught up in myself and who I didn't forgive. So when I hear them say that they are angry and bitter, that I can look to the hills and remember my help and remember the times and the situations that I encountered, so that I don't lead them down a path that their way may be quicker, that I made a wrong turn. So now I know that down that unforgiveness boulevard is only going to lead to anger. It's only going to lead to bitterness and resentment. So yes, I pray for clarity. Yes, I come to you. I come before you now, Lord God, even now, saying, I need me out of the way. I want a faith that is so divine and so in tune with you that I don't have to second guess. And I know. And it is good in your sight. It's pleasing in your sight. It's marvelous in when I'm walking in your will and your way. Because in clarity, there is provision, there is protection, there is peace that surpasses all understanding in the natural. But in the spiritual, the Father knows. And he's leaving that space for him. Whatever it is that you're encountering, whatever it is that you're not sure about, ask the Father for clarity. And wait for him. Wait and see the goodness of the Lord. I thank you for being with me, for listening with me in my quiet moment, in my sit place with my Father, with our Father God Almighty. Lord, open up our eyes, our spiritual, heal the wounds, heal the wounds, heal the unforgiveness as we give it over to you. We can't do it without you. I don't want to do it without you. I want your seal of approval in my life. I want you to come into my heart, tear down the walls and the chains that will bind and cause me to be in lack. Because when I give and let loose of those things, no good thing will you withhold from me that walk upright before you. It's not about people. I want to get it right with you. I thank you, Lord. Keep us in all our ways. Guide us. We cannot do this alone. We need you, Father. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.